ask some of the young people in your life about voting, and you'll probably get some answers like this.
So, like, everyone I know is voting this time around. Like, before,
I mean, all of my friends that I've spoken to and family members my age, you know, my cousins and stuff, they're all voting.
People are, like, waking up, and I think I hear a lot more talking about it with my, like, friends and the people who I'd be, like, talking with about voting. I think it's being put out there.
Q Hardnett, Myra McAlevey, and Trayvon Fagan are 21, 26, and 22. And since we know Gen Z and the youngest millennials are more diverse and more progressive than older generations, you probably won't be surprised to hear how young voters tend to lean on the two major presidential candidates.
All of my friends, even the ones who have been previously, when they first registered, has registered as a Republican because of their parents' beliefs, they are 100%. I went with like three or four of my friends yesterday and we all voted for Biden.
Cheyenne Ott is 21 years old and president of the Madai College Student Government Association. She says she's voting for former Vice President Joe Biden to support basic human rights, gun control, and other issues. But she also has a very Gen Z theory about why so many young people plan to vote against President Donald Trump.
So the reason that I think that he wanted to ban TikTok was because people were making collages and like video compilations of him saying outrageous things.
Trump cites national security concerns for wanting to ban the Chinese-owned app. But Ott says she thinks these videos were just making him mad. And Gen Z really likes TikTok.
We spent all of quarantine on TikTok. Let's be real here.
Two of the voices you heard at the top, Hardnett and Fagan, are students at the University of Buffalo and players on the men's basketball team. The team has a 100% voter registration rate this year, thanks in large part to Hardnett.
Yeah, I got everybody registered while we were in quarantine.
Most of the players are from out of state, so they voted absentee. Both Hardnett and Fagan are African-American, and both chose to vote for Biden.
The most important issue I'm voting on is how African-Americans are treated in the judicial system and all of the judges that Trump was appointing.
The stuff that we see in our community and kind of like how President Trump kind of just disregards it, it kind of makes me think like, why would I want that as our leader?
While voter registration efforts have gone hand in hand with Black Lives Matter demonstrations this year, there are also efforts to turn out another historically marginalized demographic. 23-year-old Rory Wheeler from the Seneca Nation, Cattaraugus Territory, is co-president of the Youth Commission for the National Congress of American Indians. He's been heavily involved in the Biden campaign.
We have a saying at the NCAI, if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu.
And Wheeler says there are signs of more political participation among young Senecas this year.
A group of young people here in the territory organized a solidarity with BLM march, which is something that we haven't seen before.
Of course, not all young people are voting for Biden. McAlevey, who you also heard at the top, supported Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primaries and felt let down when Biden won the nomination. She says it feels like 2016 all over again when she didn't vote because she didn't like either candidate.
I feel like if I was to just vote for Biden, I would be voting for whatever the majority of the people want me to do. And that's not what I feel is right. So I'm going to use my vote towards Joe Jorgensen to help elevate the Libertarian Party and just give them more votes so they can get that 5%.
That's the percentage of the national popular vote that third parties need in order to qualify for federal campaign matching funds. Now, there's also another group of young voters we haven't talked about yet who do exist, Trump supporters.
I completely acknowledge that I am in the minority in terms of my generation.
Seth Atisha is chairman of the Young Americans for Freedom chapter at Canisius College. He's 21, from Detroit, and a devout Catholic.
My faith is definitely a large part of how I inform my voting.
Atisha says abortion is a major issue for him and that he supports President Trump's America First policies. He's also the son of an Iraqi immigrant, and he says there's more to all of us than who we vote for president.
I would just hope and pray that we as a country can get back to a point, or at least move forward to a point where I can discuss, you know, amicably with people who don't agree with me.
Atisha voted by absentee ballot in the battleground state of Michigan, where the youth share of early voting is already up from 2.5% in 2016 to 9.4% this year, according to researchers at Tufts University. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.